The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast.
So pleased to have our guest on because there's a lot to talk about, but also to celebrate the career of our guest. We have A&E at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. And we bring in Booker T because, sir, WWE Hall of Famer, you have A&E Rivals on Sunday at 8 o'clock talking about the rivalry between you and Stone Cold Steve Austin, but also you're a host with Lita and Mick Foley with WWE Treasures. So you're a busy man here, especially this week, huh?
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about. You got to stay busy. They always say, you don't want to, you got to stay on top of it so it don't stay on top of you. And my thing is, I'm always busy. I got about five jobs here in Houston, as well as WWE work and A&E work. I'm busy, man. I want to stay busy as long as I possibly can.
And it's great. And you're on that short list of personalities and wrestlers, Booker, of the fact that with everything that you gave in your career, I almost feel like the career you've had after you left the ring is as big or bigger. And I'm talking about that, not just about the influence, but how people perceive you, what you're able to do, you know, the way you mentor. You know, we see your legacy with wrestlers on the NXT brand all the time. And I feel like, at least for me as a fan, you could make the case that what you've done after your career has ended is as important or maybe even more important than what you did in your Hall of Fame career, which is crazy.
I agree. I've been thinking about retirement, from the wrestling side of it. When I was like 30, I started thinking about retirement. And to be doing, be where I'm at right now and doing what I'm doing with broadcasting, with my wrestling school, my wrestling promotion, being able to just give back. Sometimes, stay relevant in this business. It's not going to have anything to do with you. It's going to take young people keeping that name alive and keeping you going. So for me, I think that's the key to my success is having so many young people around me and taking that. I always say I need to take a little energy from the young guys, and that's what I'm doing, man. I'm loving life.
But you ain't have no problem staying relevant.
Bro.
Every time that you speak, you got the world of pro wrestling on they just hanging on to every word. People could come to the ring and you hear the music start playing. He like, oh man, yeah, I like it. Like, it don't matter. You get stuff over and you make people love you, man. Like, you've been on this show with us a bunch of times. And I always love it when you come on because, one, the association that we worked together before. We've both been champions in the world of pro wrestling. But more than anything, I have people come to me all the time. And they like, hey, man. Every time you and Booker are on, I just want to hear more of it. Like that, like we go at each other and stuff and have fun. Like, I think that's a part of the beauty of you is you're able to communicate to people how you feel through words and through pro wrestling, and that's our fan base. I think that's a beautiful thing.
You know me, man. I'm going to tell it like it is. I get a lot of hot takes. a lot of hot takes throughout the week. But I stand by everything that I say. I'm not going to, I never say anything that I can't say in somebody's face. You know, I'm never going to, down somebody or try to put somebody down. I'm always trying to lift somebody up. I'm about giving constructive criticism to these young guys that's out there trying to do this, because to make it to that next level, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think you can do it by yourself, you're all wrong. For me, I needed a whole team of people helping me to that next level.
Not just how do you
that next level, but stay at that next level? And it, just like Ron Simmons, was my mentor, man. Ron put it down on those overseas tours. I can't even tell some of the stories. but Ron was schooling me the whole time not to be one of the brothers that will fall in that pothole and not go out there and be able to make history for that young guy that's coming up behind me, man. So yeah. I remember all those lessons, man.
Book, how do we get the young people in wrestling today to be like Trick Williams, where they want constructive criticism and they're not sensitive about the fact that everything that you do is not good? You know, like I tell my son all the time, I'm like, Jacob, like, that's not going to work at WWE. That's not going to work at AEW.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you got to conform to the system, but you also got to have your own identity, and you got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You know, like, and they get the boo-boo face. And I'm no, I'm trying to help you. How do we fix that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what? It's not going to be up to us, man. It's their era. And the young guys that want it, they're going to seek it out. You talk about Trick Williams. Trick Williams, man, every Tuesday, Trick Williams is in that room waiting on me to get there just so we can talk, just so we can network, just so he can get that constructive criticism, so we can, you know, go over film study, and so I can tell him exactly what I see he perhaps may be doing wrong. And the thing is, you know when you're getting good advice, and you know when you're getting bad advice. You know, for me, coming up, you know, certain guys would come tell me something, and I knew if it would work for me. And if it didn't, I let it go in one ear and right out the other ear. But there again, when I had guys like Ron Simmons, who would take me under his wing and school me, I knew exactly what Ron was telling me, because Ron had walked in my shoes. You know what I mean? He had been there before me. He had did it way before I ever thought about doing it. So coming from him, I took it a whole different way. And coming from me, Trick is going to take it a whole different way. Carmelo, he's going to take it a whole different way. You know, I got a chance to network with Jade Cargill for a little bit. She's a student of the game. She's a sponge. She want to learn this business. And that's what it's all about. One thing about the game, I'm talking about football, basketball, baseball, boxing, MMA. I don't care what sport it is. The older guy is going to be the mentor and the coach, no matter what. He's going to be the guy that's in the passenger seat, navigating, make sure we get to our destination and get there on time. And that's what I am. I'm a navigator.
But can you tell one of those stories about Ron Simmons? I have a ton of them too, but I just want, because like you covered your face and started laughing. Because I'm not lying, Ron is hilarious. He should be doing comedy.
Now, Ron and I, we got a very, very special relationship. And you've never heard me tell one Ron Simmons story on in public, on the air. And I do that just because of the sacredness, the relationship Ron and I have. It is so close, and I would never want to put any of Ron's stories out there without his permission.
See, I like that, and Booker, I say
not
this
me.
Because
I have, tell it all.
But that's your prerogative, because, and Booker, I'd love to get your take on this, because, you know, when I started this show, we're going on 15 years that Busted Open's been on the air. I always drew a line. Like, the one thing that I will always be is a fan. I'm not an insider. I'm not a writer. Like, I don't want to lose that fan's perspective. But by drawing that line, I'm also saying I can't go over this line. There's certain things that I can't say. There's certain verbiage I can't use because I'm not inside that bubble. But Booker, I don't want to be inside that bubble. I want to be outside that bubble because I think, like, why do I need to be inside that bubble? I got Mark. Like, I have Mark Henry. Like, Mark Henry can give the perspective of a Hall of Famer, somebody who's been there, done that. I'm not going to be able to give that perspective. So I like giving the perspective as a fan. It's something that I enjoy about your podcast, and I listen to your podcast all the time. By the way, I think Brad Gilmore does a great job as well. He's somebody that's respectful of that line and not crossing that line. And I think it makes you as a host better because, like you were just saying about the younger wrestler, it's going to be the experience that drives it. And just like your show, it's going to be the experience and your opinions that are going to drive that show. And I think it shows, and I think that's a big reason why, Booker, that you are doing commentary for NXT. You do have, you know, the reality of wrestling. You are a part of, you know, Rivals, and you're a part of WWE Treasures. I think it's that respect factor. And I think as fans, we have to realize there's a line that you just can't cross. And it feels like, for whatever reason, the fans want to be on the inside. And it's so much more fun being on the outside. Does that make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense. You know, it's just like one of the things, you know, I've never done a shoot interview where, you know, I just go out and just start rambling and talking about, you know, stories and certain guys and the business and whatnot, just because I feel like, you know, just like to say, for instance, a Mark Henry story. I think if it's a Mark Henry story that's going to be told, I feel like Mark Henry should be telling that story. You know what I mean? No matter who it is, if I didn't have firsthand knowledge, you know, and saw it with my own eyes, I'm not going to make up a story and say, this is what happened. You know, just let's say, for instance, the Arn Anderson Vader moment. I heard all about that story. I was at center stage that night, but I didn't actually see it with my own eyes. I can only speculate. And I hate, just speculating about a story. I got to be 100% accurate all the time when I'm talking on the radio. I didn't go to school for journalism or anything like that, but I tried my best to have the highest form of journalism inside the Hall of Fame.
The number one pro wrestling show on the planet, Busted Open, is available 7 days a week by subscribing and downloading the Busted Open podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Join me alongside two WWE Hall of Famers, Mark Henry and Bully Ray, the hardcore legend Tommy Dreamer, plus Thunder Rosa and Mickie James, all week long as we break down everything going on in and out of the ring. Listen to Busted Open right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, let's dive into what is taking place on Sunday, because
yes,
A&E owns Sundays now. We got rivals that starts at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, WWE Treasures. Let's first and foremost talk about that rivalry that you had with Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's going to be showcased on A&E 8 o'clock.
One of my favorites.
You know, just talk about that rivalry and what it did for you, what it did for Stone Cold as well, because it's still talked about all these years later.
I tell you, when I first came into WWE, and first person I run into is Stone Cold Steve Austin, jump over the barrier, boom, drop him on the table. I found out later that I had broke a bone in Steve Austin's back. I didn't realize that until later on in life. I tell you, it let me know that I had a chip in the game. It let me know that I was a player. It let me know that the company had, you know, some thoughts and visions about where my career was going to go in the WWE. Coming from WCW, I just did not know. But there again, finding myself in the mix with Stone Cold Steve Austin, a rivalry with Stone Cold Steve Austin that culminated in a grocery store, which is one of the most iconic moments in pro wrestling history. It was awesome. It was an awesome, awesome time. I was so thrilled and nervous with anticipation at that time, also because I was working with the best guys in the world. And Stone Cold Steve Austin at that time was literally at the top rung in the business. And so for me coming in and being in that position, I was overjoyed.
Yeah, and I always like to say it did so much for you, but it did a lot for Stone Cold. I think it showed another side of Stone Cold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talked about the supermarket. Here we are. We see that clip. You know, we see that clip now in 2024. Like, I always ask this question. I know it sounds like a silly question, but when you're filming that, did you have any idea that it would be talked about 10, 20, 25 years after the fact?
Not in a million years. I don't think we went into it with that thought process, but Stone Cold was a consummate professional in the ring as well as out of the ring, promos, whatever. Myself, I always felt like, you know, you give me the script and I'm going to go out here and try to, you know, make it work no matter what it is. We got the script that day and they said, action. And Stone Cold Steve Austin ad-libbed every line, everything that we did, he ad-libbed it. And what's crazy is, I've seen clips of the grocery store fight many, many times, but I had never watched the whole thing before, ever, until about a month ago.
Wow.
And I was sitting down with Maven. Maven wanted to watch the clip with me. He wanted to watch the whole thing, and he just wanted to analyze it. And I swear to God, from the beginning to the end, I was crying real tears because I was laughing so hard. I didn't remember it being that funny and me being that stupid and taking it all the way, you know, to the brink, man. And but it was so funny. I cried in laughter the whole time it was on, man. That's how much I was entertained watching it. So, man, we did a pretty good job.
And Mark, I want to bring you into this conversation, because yeah. Booker just talked about tears of joy because he was laughing so hard. You know, you also the host of WWE Treasures at 9 p.m. on A&E as well this Sunday. And Mark, I remember the episode that you were involved in with WWE Treasures with Andre the Giant, and you were crying because just that you're seeing this memorabilia that's connected with somebody that you watched and admired as a kid. I love that show, WWE Treasures, because, you know, that's our livelihood. Like, that's our childhood. Yeah. That's part of history. And, you know, just like the NFL and Major League Baseball have their history, that's the history of pro wrestling. And I just remember that episode that you did, Mark, on Andre the Giant. And I love WWE Treasures. I think it's a great show.
It's a great show. It really is a great show.
It's an awesome show, but and just to be able to touch Andre's back brace, because his back was so jacked up that he could barely stand up. And then they would turn that light on, and you know what that's like. When they turn that light on, you walk through that curtain, you got to be bulletproof. And you couldn't tell that Andre was hurt as bad as he was. And just to be able to touch that stuff and his gear, like, I mean, I was like, man, I never thought I would hold up a man, another man's wrestling gear and be like, wow.
Yeah.
But to touch his boots and all of the miles in the ring that he walked, all of the kicks and stomps, he stood on everybody's back with those boots.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, so the emotion of history overwhelmed me. And everybody know that I'm, you know, as mean as I can be at times, I'm like the biggest softy in the world.
Yeah.
Little kids and puppies make me weak.
I tell you, you talk about the treasure show. I got emotional and I got shook up. I'm looking at, you know, the poster on your wall right there. And if I'm not mistaken, that's JYD in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
We got a chance to go and find JYB's dog collar. And that was such an emotional thing for me, watching JYD, you know, back on Channel 39 with those white tights and those white boots on with that dog collar doing the funky chicken on the ropes right there. Yeah. Man. I was like, man, you know, that right there. And then to see some of the guys who collect this memorabilia, I mean, they have so much of it, man. They are so diehard, true diehard WWE fans, true diehard wrestling fans to the bone, man. It's unbelievable. So for me, it's such a great pleasure to be in that position right there, to be able to, you know, go out and, you know, be on the hunt for some of the greatest treasures out there.
But that this poster behind me, is a special one to me, because I saw a lot of these shows. I mean, I saw a lot of them. We used to drive to Lafayette, Louisiana and watch. And I had Ted DiBiase on a sports show here in Austin. And I told him the story about me being at this certain match that he had with JYD in Lafayette. And he was blown away. He said, oh, my God, you was there that night? I thought he was going to die. There was a metal piece chipped away from the post. And he ran JYD into the post. But that metal stuck into his head and nicked the artery. And every time he breathed, every time his heart beat, blood would squirt out.
Man.
And they had to stop the match, call the ambulance, have him rush to the hospital. They did the ping pong with all the baby faces in the ring with Ted DiBiase. You know how we cover. And he was like, Mark, that was the only time in my whole wrestling career where I was lost, because I saw him dying.
Wow.
And I could do nothing about it. And you were there? And I said, standing right next to my granny, holding her purse strap.
Yeah.
She like, hey, I ain't going to be able to keep my hands on. I can't hold your hand. You're going to have to hold my purse. And, bro, like, those are moments in wrestling that you'll never forget.
Memories.
You'll never forget it. And neither will they. Because when I reminded Ted of that, he remembered all of it.
Well, that's what the business has always been about, the memories. Like for me, I don't remember like a lot of my matches that I had that wasn't really significant, that really meant something. But that fan, they'll come and remind me and they go, Book, you remember such and such? And I go, oh, yeah. And then we'll go down memory lane all over again together, man. And that's the beauty of professional wrestling. And that's what I think that's the part, you know, when it's all said and done, that I miss the most.
But can I, since you're here, Can I tell a Booker T story?
Oh yeah, man.
So I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's like 2001, about to be 2001, and I get a phone call, and I'm like, "Who's this?" And he's like, "This Booker T," and I was like, "Who?" And he said, "Come on, man, it's Booker T." You know, and I'm joking. I know who he is, and I'm like, "What's up, man?" He said, "Listen, Big Mark, you know, I want you to do something for me." And I'm like, "Oh shit, this dude asking me for something. I don't even know him. How the fuck did he get my phone number?" And he said, "Listen, my lady is down there. Her name is Charmelle." And I said, "Yeah, I met her yesterday." He said, "Listen, I heard about you. I need you to look out for her." And I said, "Bro, consider it done. Ain't no thing." He said, "Yeah, if anybody say or do anything, please handle that shit." And I said, "Look, I got her. I knew that y'all was getting married when you called me that day. Because you called me with 'protect my woman.'"
Amen.
"At all costs."
Amen.
"And I want you to tell Charmelle, because I know she don't know this story." "I know she don't know. So you tell her, hey, Mark Henry told some real shit today, because, you know, I wanted to make sure that you was looked after." Bro, that's a beautiful thing, man.
And, I appreciate it.
And you and Charmelle have both been a treasure to the history of pro wrestling, not just African Americans in pro wrestling, but all of pro wrestling. Y'all forever will be the king and queen to me.
She's my queen, man. She's my queen. She's my rock. She's my everything. And I would not be who I am today without, you know, my queen, Charmelle. And that's just God's honest truth. I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be where I am, you know, without my queen. So I give her all the praise.
That's awesome. You got to go, because I know you got a lot going on.
Oh, yes, man.
And you do.
Oh, yes.
And you do.
Oh, yes.
So make sure you listen to the Hall. Make sure you listen to Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, A&E on Sunday. We got A&E Rivals with Booker T and Stone Cold Steve Austin at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, WWE Treasures. So Booker, thanks for always giving us time. Congratulations on everything. And we'll be watching a lot of you over this next week. So I appreciate you
thanks,
taking the
champ.
Time.
Thanks,
yeah, man. Shaggy, ducky, quack, quack. We holler back. We appreciate it.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.